Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. 5GMs is happy to present that we are now official ambassadors of Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. If you're unfamiliar, Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. is an eco-conscious TTRPGs accessory business that creates unique and trendsetting products. They're passionate about creating a greener future, and they've partnered with Ecology and proudly donate a portion of their revenue every month to help support initiatives that focus on renewable energy, carbon offset projects, and sustainable practices. What does us being official ambassadors mean for you guys? Well, you can use our new discount code, the number 5GMs, to receive 15% off your first order. I'll repeat that again. That is 5GMS for 15% off your first order. You can use that discount code to order the Ultimate Game Night Backpack, Dice Potions, Dice Goblin Mystery Scoops, a really cool glass water bottle that also can hold your dice or any sort of trinkets on the bottom. They have also apparel. They have t-shirts, sweatshirts, you name it. And they have mugs, cups, stickers, anything under the sun. Your game nights are about to get a little bit more magical. And thank you to Crescent Moon Alchemy Co. for having us as ambassadors. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with heavy political themes, sudden death, grief, loss of the sense of self, abuse of power, extortion, and the paranormal. Viewer discretion is advised. Listen in as five friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Hello everybody, and welcome back to Beyond the Barrier. I'm your GM, Kim, and let's start on my left today.
Hi there, I'm on the left. I'm Adam, and I play D.
I don't know if fingerprints exist. Like, I know that we just had stuff there, and, like, we have, like, Bella owned, probably had knows the place, and so, like, I just... Why'd you do it, Jesse? I'm Tanner, I play Sable.
I'm Jesse, and I play Richard Graves. He just, like, finally found an accepting group that appreciates him for his abilities, and he just couldn't get away from that high.
You know what the worst part is? Sorry, Talon. The worst part is that, like, it's over nothing. All of this is for, like, pointless. Like all he gets is a paycheck.
Like, I don't even...
It was 4 coin.
I don't even know where to begin. Did we get our 10 coin yet? Are we even getting our 10 coin?
Oh my god, our money.
Yeah, you lost us money, and a lot of money at that.
Hi, I'm Tanlin. I play Kyle Brown, also Bear. And, you know, I thought Kyle was the fuck up, you know? I thought he was the one. Nah.
Maybe if you guys were better friends, invited him to the
sleepover. Look me in the eye and say that. Look me in the eye and say that right now, Jesse.
Okay, guys. So, what happened last episode?
A lot happened.
I think...
Dick fucked us.
I would like for you guys to tell me what happened last episode.
Not a good kind of dick.
Not a good kind of dick and not a good kind of fucking.
Like, so... We go to plant. We get hired to plant some docks on this one of the mayoral candidates.
That was all one episode.
Astonishingly well.
For some reason, I'm like, I'm breaking it up. It all happened in the span of like an hour.
It went really smoothly, actually.
Yeah, it went really well.
But
yeah, Dee, you know, put on the performance of her life as she usually does.
She was eating grapes. She was fucked up.
She's eating grapes, and then what happened?
But one of us decided to do a bit.
Someone went rogue.
After completing the mission.
That's the crazy part.
Because, see, the mission, he felt good about himself. He started believing in himself. He's like, this is the environment I want to be in.
Maybe this is Dee's fault because Dee left him be. Right? Dee let him alone.
Something you're going to have to unpack.
It was over coffee. He went back to give them coffee that he bought.
And then he helped with their workflow.
That's
And he agreed to help with the baby shower.
The real life consequences of this might be too much for us to explain in the podcast.
We have...
I might kill Jesse.
And yeah. So what happened after that?
So we get... Fuck me. We
Sable
all,
gets a call.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I Sable gets a call from Bella.
Our boss.
Yeah,
our
Brunetti, boss, yeah. Our boss. Basically being like, hey, one of you fucked up. I'm just letting you know things are getting hot. To which Sable said, okay. He left his house and then went and blew up the base. Mm-hmm. But he got Richard out first and warned him and took him to a relatively safe location.
I don't know. This feels more dangerous.
And so we're at the cousin's house.
Yes, the cousins who dipped at the first light.
Yeah, at the first thought of possibly having been betrayed. Yeah. At the recognition of address being...
When we woke up and then heard Dick wake up frantically trying to call the phone line, the phone for yeah. some bitch.
Yeah, the address leak was enough. We
yeah,
cleared out.
We cleared out.
And I believe we cut off at the three of you kicking Richard out to go do something
outside.
Yeah, we
locked him in the backyard.
We locked him in the backyard. And told him to go to the shed.
Now we cut back to you three. What are you three doing?
You know what would be the most infuriating thing in the world is if we looked back and he was trying to hop the fence. I'd
yank him down and kill him.
Then we kill him.
Okay. Do we kill him?
I take out two shells and load it into my double-barreled shotgun, which I have brought.
Did you bring your dog?
Oh, yeah, and my dog's here, too.
Finally.
Her name's Isle. She's like a Ibanez hound. Like a fine, mm-hmm. good-looking hound. I pet her, and then I put two shells into my shotgun, and I say, I think
the dog. I've read Old Yeller. I have not.
I read you Old Yeller. Don't pretend like you read it.
I was there for it.
You know, I thought... I don't know what I thought. Should we kill him?
Did you both speak with Miss Brunetti?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we should call her and ask how things are faring on her end of things. And depending on what she tells us, click! Yeah. And I, you know, close the shotgun.
Graves is happily whistling in the backyard as he looks.
Yeah, there's a stack of papers out
oh.
there.
Oh, my.
It's just like doodled notes.
And the phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
And it rings.
Mm-hmm.
And it rings.
Mm-hmm.
And no one answers.
Did she answer?
One moment. I'm going to call Salia.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey there.
Yes?
You heard anything on the Rudendis?
I got to take a look. Can I call you back and see what I can find?
Sure.
For
and how did the thing I asked you to do go?
It's out there.
Thanks.
I can't control how fast it goes now.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Do, 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 do. She didn't answer.
These are unfortunate circumstances to have met. Isle, you said it was?
Yes, her name's Isle.
Like in a store? Or like an island?
Or like an island.
Like an island, as in an island bear.
They're spelled the same, aren't they?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm going to return to my home. I'm expecting a call, and if I don't receive it, I'm going to call somebody. I'm looking at my watch.
You're just going to curbside him here?
No.
If I'm not back within an hour, assume I've been compromised. If I haven't called you within the hour, assume I've been compromised. If I use the word getaway in a sentence, I've been compromised.
All right.
I expect the same of you. I'll be back soon, hopefully. Damn. Wish me luck. And I walk out with my dog and my shotgun and my guns.
I bring him back in.
All right.
I'm like, follow me.
Oh, I think I got your documents.
Oh, awesome. Really quickly, I wanted to show you this thing.
Okay.
And I take you, because it's a big-ass house.
Yeah.
I take him to like this little like room, and I open him. I'm like, can you go in there really quick?
Yeah.
And then I just, and it's a cell.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
I think you locked me in here.
Yes, I did. I need you to stay put. Thank you. And I close the door.
Oh.
It's like, you know how some like big mansions have like safe rooms
yes.
for
yeah.
when
yeah.
they get burglarized?
Yeah, I've
it's
locked him
one.
In a safe
yeah.
room. Yeah.
Okay. I haven't eaten breakfast yet.
Okay, I'll get you a bagel.
There's rations in there, isn't there? They're kind of old.
He's fine.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he'll be fine. I just go back to just being in the house. Just like, just angry.
We'll sit with you two for a second. What do you two talk about? What are you two doing right now? It's still relatively early in the morning.
I'm gonna go get blazed off my ass, I think.
You can't leave.
Oh, fuck.
We might have to clear out. lay low for a couple of years, start from scratch.
We do have the...
We were working up.
Yeah.
Kim, is it possible to even leave the city? Like, isn't the city, like, the only location that exists for us, to us?
Correct.
Yeah.
And the whole city has a barrier.
Yeah.
I'm going to call Celia again. Hey, 5 gold for some information. 5 coin.
All right.
Has anyone ever gotten out of the city?
Out of the city? Nope.
Not even stories?
Stories of attempts, but they were left at just that.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, we're going for a walk.
That was Kim saying, don't do that.
Yeah, don't. We're going
Fuck
for a
you.
Walk. Come on. I'm going to go get our orb. I'm going to put it in a little bag.
Okay.
Let's go. And we're going to the vampire's house.
Oh, we're doing that now?
Yeah.
Might as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's old. He might be able to help out. He's old in magic.
All right, we cut over to Taper. What are you doing over there?
I'm heading back to my apartment.
Yeah.
I did tell Celine my contact. Told her to leave me a note or to call me. So I'm going to check to see if she left anything. I'm also going to check my apartment to see if it's been compromised. And then I'm going to also try phoning Miss Brunetti.
Okay.
Myself.
All right, what do you do first?
Check to see if the apartment's been compromised.
All right, give me a study.
Yeah, do I see, like, the door open or anybody, any cops?
Obvious signs, no. Nothing, okay. Nothing obvious.
4.
Yeah, nothing's been compromised. You can assume that you're safe to go.
Okay, gonna head in and just check if a note was passed under my door or anything like that.
No note passed under your door or anything like
all
that.
All right, then I'm gonna usher Isle in, close the door, lock it with all of the, you know, like...
Yeah,
bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna grab my Sable phone.
Okay.
And... I'm going to grab my Taper phone.
Okay.
And call Miss Brunetti.
The phone rings. And it rings. And it rings. With no answer.
Okay. I hang up, sigh, and then call Celine.
Okay.
Yellow.
Celine, it's Stable. Have you heard anything about the Dick situation?
I've been trying my best to slow stuff down. I think it's working with a big question mark. There's been some rumor going around that he's dead, but I don't think that's popular right now. It's just stuff that I've heard from the under.
If anybody asks, I think you should tell them that he is dead.
Okay.
I'm
trying my best.
How hot are things?
On Graves, fairly hot. Pretty hot, actually.
Uh-oh.
On you guys, specifically?
Yeah, I name everybody.
Yeah. Doesn't seem like there's too much heat your way yet. And I'm trying to do what I can.
Keem, can I say that Celine and I don't know how low, like, her and I are good buddies, right?
Yeah.
I assume she, like, you know, can I say we have, like, our own code word for, like, you know?
Yeah,
we've been
absolutely.
Like one of us is, like, being listened to or tapped,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's say it's also getaway. So yeah, I say, be careful, Celine. You shouldn't go down for this.
Thanks. Take care of yourself, yeah?
I start having a bad coughing fit, like, on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like, swallow, you know, I try to settle myself, and I say, you too, and then I hang up. Bastard. I start collecting documents, and I'm like, because I keep meticulous, like, documents of everything.
Yeah.
And I just throw them in, like, my metal trash can and burn it. And, like,
okay.
I light my fireplace, and I start throwing, like, papers
all
in there.
All right.
That's what I'm, yeah.
Yeah. And we'll cut back to Dee and Kyle. You guys are making your little trek over to the castle on the hill.
Yeah.
All right.
You think, you think Sable's all right?
Are any of us all right, really?
No.
Yeah.
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 It's a long walk. It's on the sort of fuck else is there side of town.
Yeah.
It's not nighttime, but it's darker in this area of town because there's no lamps.
Uh-huh.
Really on this side of town. And you guys approach to the bottom of the hill. And you look up at this, what almost looks to be impossible. But there's a road to get up there.
You gonna do the shit in heels?
I only do shit in heels. Yeah. I take them off and start walking.
Yeah, I take them.
Yeah.
I hold them for you.
Yeah, we march up.
Yeah, you guys walk, and it takes a staggeringly long time to get up there.
This feels like forever. And not like the little kid forever, but the actual forever.
And you wonder if it kind of is forever, because it feels like you're walking, and it feels like there's no end. It's that sort of thing where it's like you feel like when you get like a really big bowl of food and it's a humongous, like, you know, like one of those food challenges sort of things.
Yeah.
And you see people eat it and they're like, oh, I feel like I've barely made a dent. It's like that.
I feel like we've barely made a dent.
Really?
Yes.
I just walk. I don't really think about it, you know, one foot in front of the other until I get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys keep going?
Maybe we just check back into the rest of the group.
Yeah.
Let's go. Turn around, because this feels magical, and I don't really deal with that.
Yeah, magic kind of sucks.
Let's go. We just turn around. Yeah. Yeah, it's like this suddenly seems too magical, too rich for my blood. I don't want to deal with that. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you guys head back down. Taper, what are you up to at the moment?
I'm still burning documents. I'm keeping an eye on my time, though. How long till an hour is up?
You're coming up to it.
All right. I'm gonna ring the phone. Yeah, I mean, because I probably won't make it back in time, but I want to let them know that so far, you know, everything's
okay.
Good.
Specifically, which phone do you ring?
On my stable phone, obviously. I mean, my
stable phone.
Taper phone.
Hello.
I've burned as many documents as I can. In case my apartment's compromised, we should all stay together, though. We're safer in numbers.
Yeah, I've locked him inside of our panic room.
That's for the best. We can always trade him as a hostage. Yes. Should events come to that.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I attempted to call Miss Brunetti. She did not answer. I assume she's been compromised unless we hear otherwise.
Yeah.
She probably cut us off.
I would, because we're compromised.
I'm going to check one more thing, and then I'll return as quickly as I can.
Sounds good.
I'm going to say, I'm assuming this call isn't tapped, but just in case it is, we're going to meet at...
The Lily Liver Cafe,
yeah. And then I hang up. And then I'm going to make one last call to Celine again.
Okay.
And I want to ask her if she's heard about someone named Bella Brunetti.
Okay.
And then I explain she's a local crime boss, I hear. I don't know anything about her, but some friends were talking about her.
Ah, the Brunettis. I've heard bits and pieces around here. Haven't heard anything, like, recently, within the past few days. So, don't know what's going on there. Might be...
Good to know. Thanks, Celine. And yeah. I hang up. And now I'm going to leave.
All right.
I walk back. I probably fast walk back.
Yeah.
I pet Isle. I still have the shotgun on me.
We went for a walk.
I did as well. I dust some ash off of my gloves.
Mm.
I'm going to check. Are we getting being watched?
Yeah, go for it.
Should I roll as well?
If you want to.
Survey or study, Kim?
This would be survey.
Oh my god, I rolled double sixes.
Nice.
Because I have negatives to it.
Right now, there's not much you may be confident about. Right now, you are certain that you aren't currently being watched.
Okay. Can I open the door? I'm like, come in.
There's no reason not to kill him. Like, I keep thinking, like, we're so fucked, except to keep him as a hostage.
I close the door. Like, all right, we need a safe spot, and we need to wait it out.
Well, we have a little bit of emergency funds, don't we, from the old farts that raised us?
Barely. Not realistically.
I know.
We have money that we've earned. We can lay low at least for a little bit in like a motel or something.
I'm half listening and I'm mostly watching out, like looking outside the window.
Yeah.
It's going to be harder for them to tap one of our mobile devices, anything we have on us, than it would be to tap a landline.
That's probably true. I'm trying to think.
We should ask the ex-cop.
I like that idea. I'll stay watch down here if you two would like to go have a word with him.
Hey, dummy.
Hey, did you come back with that bagel?
No, I forgot it.
Oh.
What's easier to tap, landlines or mobile devices?
I never got that far.
All right. Close the door again. All right, what do you want to do?
If you could get an everything bagel, that'd be great.
Oh, will do.
I don't think it's safe to be in any of our homes right now, including this one.
Yeah.
But the problem is, does Miss Brunetti have your mobile device number?
Would she?
She didn't call you on it.
Because if we do hear anything, yeah, I mean, like, she's our only way out of this, even if, but she also might be, you know, against us. So, kind of a double-edged sword of, like, if we leave, we don't know. Guess if we leave, we can just wait it out and see if it blows over, you know?
This is fucked up.
I know, it is fucked up, Adam.
Yeah, let's just leave and wait it out, and we'll do check-ins here.
Mm-hmm. One of us comes every few days.
Yep, and we'll see if there's been any interaction.
Do we leave him in the room?
No, we bring him with us.
There's he's leverage. In there.
He's hostage.
Yeah, but he's leverage. I go and I open it. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Oh, are we gonna get bagels?
Yes, we'll get them on the way.
First, you're gonna put this mask on your face.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Fucking Jesse.
I mean, I have
dude.
A spirit mask. I could just put that on.
No, this mask. We're just like pull it over. I don't want you to see where we're going. You have loose lips.
What? I've never said anything. I wrote it down, my address. I didn't say it.
I hit him again.
Do you want us to break your hands?
No.
Because it feels like you want broken hands.
I can do it so easily.
No.
All right, then stop. Sorry. Stop. Please stop for us.
God, it'd be so easy.
We don't want to have to do this. We take him. We go find like a motel or somewhere to lay low.
I have a question for you before you do that.
Yeah.
Do you keep a radio or anything like that in your home?
Yeah.
It can't be two-way. That's physically impossible unless it has a microphone attached. It can't be.
So I think in the midst of all this, mm-hmm. you guys are grabbing your last bits of things.
Packing up
frantically. Mm-hmm. You suddenly hear over the radio,
emergency broadcast. Curfew being set tonight for 5 p.m. Please don't leave your homes.
I check my watch.
I check his watch.
Yeah.
I check his watch. Yeah.
What time is it?
It's coming into the late afternoon.
Late as in like 4? Like 4 p.m.? Like 4:30?
You guys did a lot of stuff.
Kim, tell us what time it is.
Yeah, what exact morning. Time is it right now?
It is around 4:15.
Motherfucker.
God damn, we're not going to be able to get somewhere fast enough. And then settle in and then... You fucked us. You understand that?
I hit him again.
You understand? Go back in the room.
But I can't see.
Lock the door behind you. Go back in the room.
I take the thing off. Go back in the fucking room.
I'm sorry.
I throw bagels at him, like hard old bagels.
Hey, Taper, you have your phone on you, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
You get a call.
Sanguis populi, the blood of the people. The dark protectors of the hidden city of Azeroth, deep within the illusory forest. Familiar with death as they have eluded it, they are called upon for a desperate task. Slaying a creature from the great beyond. Blythe.
This might not be easy, being surrounded by death. I don't understand how they can do it.
Elvira.
Someone must watch the bodies, and none do so as diligently.
Swan.
Into action so fast. I love when we get to go out.
It came from the sky. This great, pale monstrosity.
You just had to sate your hunger. You couldn't have saved it for the beasts.
I prefer the gratuity.
Vampirism is not immortality. It only prolongs the inevitable. Is this the end for Sanguis Populi? Blood in the snow. A tale yet told. Halloween 2025.
Sorceress, lower the barrier for just a moment.
Sanguis Populi departs.
Listen to Tales Yet Told wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, hello. I'm Steve, also known as Sassy Pants, from the thing you're currently listening on. Or watching on, I don't judge. I run Pants & Stables, an AP studio based out of India, dedicated to shining a spotlight on underrepresented Asian talent. Every year, we organize a giant pride fundraiser, and this year is no different. Currently, we're gearing up to fundraise with PFLAG, an incredible organization that is dedicated to supporting, educating, and advocating for LGBTQ+ people and those who love them. From June 27 to 29th, join a bunch of incredibly passionate teeter poggers from all over the world as we run 13 games back-to-back for 52 hours game, all for charity. Do you want to help us make this event a success? Here's how you can. Collab with us, sponsor an ad buy or a giveaway, or watch our games and spread the word. No, not the bird, the other word. TLDW or DL, June 27 to 29th, big charity event for PFLAG. Good fun, good vibes, woohoo! We hope to see you at our Pants & Tables, where there's no pants, but only tables. Thanks for listening. Steve out.
Welcome to Aliva Bay, a historical metropolis famous for scenic views, historic architecture, and generations of magical girls who keep the city safe. Follow the adventures of our magical protectors in Bloom and Blake, a queer and trans-led, majority BIPOC, Girl by Moonlight actual play podcast, featuring everything you're looking for in a magical girl show, including cinematic action.
And it becomes a massive obsidian scythe.
Mark drops out of it on the back of a giant hermit crab with a spiked shield made of stained glass.
Heartfelt feelings.
Maybe I'm a bad magical girl.
I am a joke. I'm an absolute fool.
When do we stop, though? Do you age out of this?
You are a magical girl first.
And even a little bit of romance?
Love is everywhere, but not everybody has access to it.
You know I love you, right?
I'm with this team, but I'm with you more than any of that.
Yeah, I loved you too.
So join the fight for Aliva Bay's future today and find Bloom and Blight anywhere you get your podcasts.
I pick it up. Hello?
Yeah, it's Celine.
Hey, so I thought that this would be something that you might be interested in.
Sure. What can you tell me?
So, interesting developments. Are you sitting down?
Yes, I'm not.
What's she saying?
All right. I'll believe you. So, Monty's campaign manager is dead.
Just like take a deep breath, cover the phone for a second, make sure she doesn't hear that. Oh no, that's so sad.
Yeah. So that currently, as things stand right now, might be enough to maybe blow focus off of whatever's going on with you guys. For now, we're gonna have to figure this out. Looks like he got assassinated.
I'm sorry to hear that. That's really sad. Thank you for letting me know, Celine.
Yeah, thought that might help you out for whatever's going on right now.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot. Keep me updated.
Yep, will do.
I owe you.
Yep. All right, goodbye.
Yeah, hang up. Close the phone. And then I call my other contact, Steiner, an assassin.
Yeah, I would say Steiner is probably part of one of the, like, minor gangs.
He's my rival. So we're
Beautiful. Okay.
More friendly is a
Friendly is a
operative. Yeah. It's, you know, I'm like, who knows, you know?
Yeah.
But I call him and I say, Steiner, have you heard of the news?
Obviously.
Do you know who did it?
If I had to guess, it was probably the Maloneys.
Which one are they?
They're the assassins of the Big Four.
Sounds like the work of Crimson.
That's what I was thinking too.
Why are you on my line?
Just was curious about your thoughts on the event.
Weird.
The fact that I called you or the fact that it happened?
Both.
It was just, and like I do that. That's all.
All right.
Thanks.
That's it. Get off my line then.
Yeah, and I hang up.
Yeah.
I relay that, all of that, out loud to everybody. I still feel like we should probably lay low for the time being. I don't know how hot Richard is. And if we're seen with him, well, or we just leave him locked up.
I think we should just leave him there for a while so he can kind of sit with his thoughts.
I think that's a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I sleep on your floor tonight?
We have spare bedrooms.
So many.
Oh, then...
Yeah, you see the place?
Oh. Kyle.
I look around.
Sorry.
It's a big, like, multi-bedroom...
Oh, nice.
Kyle's parents were wealthy.
Good for Kyle.
Yeah.
So,
we call it a night.
Yeah, right?
Call it early night.
I can't think of much else to do. I might stay up and just keep watch out, like, because I'm a little paranoid, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay. through the blinds sort of thing, you know?
What you see is there's been increased, like, watcher and police activity. Just regular patrols now, given the curfew that's been set in place. And that's just what you see throughout the night if you check periodically.
I definitely do.
Yeah, that's what you see.
All right, could be worse.
Could be.
See, it all worked out in the end, guys.
So you guys call it a night. I imagine you don't get the best sleep. And the next day rolls around. There's still been nothing from Bella. Mm-hmm. As it stands right now, you guys have not gotten hired for anything at all.
Yep. I'm just going to wait it out.
Yeah. Another broadcast comes on stating another curfew.
Yep. Waiting out the storm.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any... I mean, every once in a while, I'll probably like call Celia and see what the haps on the streets are, right? Like, what are we talking about? What's going on?
Occasionally, the first time you check in, she tells you that the rumor has picked up, but it's not going anywhere too far.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it's, like, passed by on, like, the wind every now and then, but nothing... It's not circulating in the way I think that you were hoping. But at the moment, it doesn't seem like you got any of your names are in the mouths of people right now. It seems like all people can talk about is what's going on with the Monty campaign.
Right.
So that seems to be what's on people's minds. And what you can tell for right now is that you guys are at the moment, if you want to call it, safe.
Cool.
You gonna let me out of the cage?
No.
No, but I do give you water and food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
More stale bagels?
Yes, more stale bagels.
Is our relationship going to survive this? Yeah, I mean, like with Richard? Yeah.
Debatable.
You know, like,
debatable.
For both sides.
Dude, I'll summon a demon and make a pact that you guys have to be my friends.
I'll kill you.
I think the three of us become closer.
The three of us.
Well, we have to.
Isla's here.
I have to do laundry now. You know?
Dude.
Yeah.
Princess.
I'll do your laundry for you. It's the best folded laundry you've ever seen.
Dude, I used to have a stain in these.
There's not a stain. I promise. No matter what you guys have in here,
there's not a stain.
I missed like three classes.
Oh, do you do Richard's laundry?
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not going to get my PhD.
Yeah, I do Richard. I give him like some old shirts that I have. Like you know, because you know you didn't bring.
Yeah, how are each of you dealing with this personally?
I just grabbed like my gear.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm toiling. I'm missing classes. I'm missing personal, because there's what I do and there's personal life stuff, which I've made very clear. She's working on her PhD. She's working on her thesis. She's missing classes. She's missing her real job, her real thing she does that she just is abandoning because she's laying low.
How's Kyle handling all of this? He hasn't been able to go out and fight.
Yeah, he hates that. I think he's like a little worked up.
I beat Kyle with a broom every day.
He needs it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Just to like.
I think he might even be like, "Sable, you want to spar?"
Just give me a moment.
Outside your door.
Just give me 1 minute, and I'm just cleaning meticulously all the time. I'm also, so for the record, he will spar you.
Yay!
To keep his skills up.
Right.
He's cleaning like you guys. I don't think he asked. Spotless, your most spotless your guys' place ever been. Like by far. He's doing dishes. He's dusting. Like. Cleaning surfaces, he's doing laundry.
He's fucked up.
But also, he's not getting any treatment either while we wait. So he's probably coughing a little more. Yeah, maybe he's just, you know, not a big deal. Maybe coughs up blood once, but he hides it, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, so he's just cleaning a lot.
Yeah. Richard, how you doing?
I mean, I'm just hanging out, playing a harmonica or something.
Okay.
Eating stale bagels. He starts to make like a pentagram to summon his rival, a demon, to make a deal. But then I think he hears someone coming near the thing, so he like wipes it up real quickly and then...
Okay.
I just...
Because he's just going to make it worse.
Yeah, I know.
Who goes and checks on Richard?
I check in every day.
Give me a study roll.
I got a 2.
Yeah, you don't see anything in a cell out of the ordinary.
I will say, Kim, on the third, probably like the start of the fourth day, I tell them I'm going to go back to my apartment and check how things are there.
Be safe.
If I'm not back within the hour. And
you're dead.
You know, you remember the code word. And I walk out and I leave Isle behind.
Give away?
Get away.
Mm.
And if you're not back in the hour, kill him.
You need him as a hostage, but if I'm not back within the hour, something bad's happened and they're on to you. Yeah, I'm gonna leave Isle behind with them.
Okay.
I'm gonna go check out my place, see if anybody's been there, if people are in there.
Obvious signs, you do not see any.
Okay. Then I'm gonna open my apartment with a gun out, like, you know, like one of those like half gun out, you know? Mm-hmm. And like peek in. Do I see anyone?
You do not see anyone.
Then I'm going to quickly open the door, close it behind me, lock it, and then, like, aim my gun and start looking around to see if, you know, study. I want to check if anything has been touched. I'm going to push myself. Yes, 6!
All right. You don't see any signs of anybody being here other than yourself. Nothing's been moved. All of your stuff is still where you put it.
Okay. It's a step in the right direction. I'm going to try calling Bella again.
Okay.
Dial her number on my taper phone and wait.
And it rings.
God damn it.
And it continues to ring and no one answers.
Yep.
I hang up and then I look through the little like peek hole. You know?
Yeah.
Do I see anybody?
You just see police and watchers doing patrols.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what time is it? I left early in the morning. I want to leave. So I'm going to ask, actually I'm going to walk out and ask my neighbors if they've seen anybody.
Okay.
I'm going to knock on Pam's door and ask. Yeah. If anybody's come to visit my place.
No, I haven't seen anybody come by other than like the occasional watcher and stuff walking around, but nothing.
But nobody's walked into my apartment, right?
No, I haven't seen anybody.
Thank you, Pam. I appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
And then I head back. And I'm like a little like, I'm watching my back.
Yeah.
Am I being followed?
If you want to give me a study, you can.
Okay, I got a 4. I'm now at 7 stress.
Remember,
though.
you can't get rid of your stress. You have to.
Oh, that's right. Well,
Fuck.
Yeah, you don't feel like anyone's following you.
Okay. It's either like I make sure we're not getting followed or we get fucked. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like. Head back real quick, open the door, close it, lock it behind me. My apartment doesn't seem to have been touched, but Miss Brunetti's still not answering my phone.
Yeah, fantastic. We wait out the storm.
Yeah.
This is the cleanest our house has been.
You're welcome.
Actually, I'm going to call Sally again.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Can you do me a favor?
Another one?
Yeah. Really burning through them over here.
Oh, yeah.
Can you get me a location for one Miss Brunetti?
Sure.
How much?
Gotta be at least 10 coin.
I'll give you 4.
Done.
All right.
And she'll tell you the address of Miss Brunetti.
Okay. So, I have an address. I'm gonna go alone.
Are you sure?
Yes, because if it's compromised, I'll be fine. And if it's not, and she's pissed enough to kill one of us, it's just one of us.
I won't mind going if you'd rather it me.
But if it's compromised and you get caught, can you talk your way out of it?
I'll kill myself. He says, like straight-faced, like...
How about, let's just all 3 of us go.
You good, man? Like, do you need anything?
No, I... was trying to help.
Let's give Isle the key to the
house.
No, to the panic room.
Mm.
In case Isle needs to get in there.
I'll figure it out, you know? Yeah. Evolve opposable thumbs,
Give Isle a key, and then we're all three going to go to Brispedetti's.
Okay.
Goodbye, Dougie.
We should bring Richard with us. Oh, but... Yeah, oh, we...
No.
Fuck.
Starting to draw the pentagram again.
Like, the problem is, like, again, I'm he's worried. Leverage, right? Yeah, so we can always use him.
I knock and I open
it. I wake up, I'll down real quick.
Do I roll
You
again?
Catch that.
I catch that one?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
What were you
I
doing?
I just bled a little bit. That's all I cut
There's
myself.
There's blood...
It's all... You're using your own blood to fucking draw.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Kyle's gonna beat you if you don't tell us what you're doing.
I heard my name.
I felt bad about all this. So there's a demon that doesn't like me.
Nope.
So I thought maybe if I traded my soul, he could fix everything.
Yeah,
for
I don't
us.
Think that's how demons
so
work.
So you guys won't be mad at
I
me.
I unlock it. I'm like, come on, you're coming with us.
Okay.
One last mission.
Okay, can I have like some food with substance?
You've had bagels.
They're all stale. They make my tummy hurt.
Okay, there's a pot of beans on the stove. Go get some beans.
All right, I'll get some beans. I go down and I start eating the beans out of the bowl.
All right, yeah, 5 minutes. All right, and then we're going to walk. We're walking to Brunetti's.
All right, what time do you leave?
Earlier in the day.
Yeah, because we can't
get
caught during curfew.
Yep.
Before curfew.
Yeah, okay.
So, I think we leave at like 11.
Okay, yeah. You guys walk over. Are you trying to be inconspicuous?
Yes.
Give me a roll. It would have to be like prowl.
Okay, 5.
Okay.
Got a 4.
I'm going to assist.
Okay.
And so I saw this coming. I knew we'd have a hard time. Yeah. So I'm going to...
I think you see Kyle waver a bit.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Kyle, you're slowing us down, dude. What did I tell you? Step one, sidestep half. Step one, sidestep half. You look shady the way you're walking.
I'm built shady.
This is a statistical anomaly.
I've rolled like 5 2s in a row for the audience.
Two times per score you can assist a teammate without any stress. Okay, hold on. Is it a group roll or do we all have to succeed?
It'll be a group roll. So the majority of you will have to succeed.
Oh, yeah, I got a 4.
All right, we're fine.
Yeah, so you guys are able to details Kyle to figure it out.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. And you each walk through inconspicuously, normally, holding yourself with a semblance of confidence. And you guys make your way to the address. It is a big warehouse, very similar.
I would like to like hold back and have him case it first.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll case the joint. You know, like I'll use my binoculars, which I brought, to see what I can see from a distance.
Okay.
Study, survey.
Survey.
That's fucked up.
I can't stress more.
I planned for this.
Okay.
I just like convinced someone to like full sprint across the street. Just like, oh, hey, like want to race? And I just like, and then I let them go and then see if anyone's out there. They'll like reveal themselves if they're, you know.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Roll again, I guess.
Yeah.
The best I got was a 3.
We shouldn't have brought Graves with us. That's the problem.
You should have let me summon the demon.
We should have killed him.
You don't.
I'm going to start making the pentagram on the ground.
You don't seem to see anything. You're looking through your scope and you don't see anything out of the ordinary or really much.
Nothing out of the ordinary, but I think we should be careful. And I also think it wouldn't be a bad idea to make sure Graves goes in first.
Graves, there's no one there. Go knock.
Okay. Will this make you guys not mad with me?
It'll definitely lower the bar.
Okay. I go up there and I knock on the door.
I am behind Graves, like a couple feet back.
Yeah.
Did anybody stay back or did you all go?
Oh, we'll stay back.
Yeah, I think... are you both watching?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you see at the knock someone from like up above, like, because it's like a big warehouse and similar to yours, there was like stairs that led up to like windows and like things that you could look out. You see someone... looking out that way.
I did like a sharp whistle and point up at you.
I grab Graves by the collar, grab my gun, push him to the side and like sidestep and aim up.
Okay.
Do I spot who it is?
Yeah, you see someone.
Like what do they look like? Can I see? Is that, you know?
It's kind of high up and you're at an awkward
Are they holding a weapon?
Angle. They're not holding a weapon. It looks like they're just looking outside.
Okay. I just stare at them. I let go of Graves' collar. I stare at them, mm-hmm. and I'm holding my gun up, just like waiting for them to either like decide what you're gonna do, buddy. You know what I mean? Like either you're gonna go back in, or I'm gonna shoot at you right now. You know?
Okay. Yeah, for sure. So I think you all like wait a beat. It's that sort of thing where everybody's like holding Spider-Man a gun. Yeah. Spider-Man being holding a gun to each other. And I think that's where I'm ending the episode.
Motherfucker.
Jesse, what the fuck, dude?
Motherfucker.
Jesse, mother trucker. Your actual consequences. Dude.
Mother trucker, dude.
I didn't think there were going to be consequences to my actions.
Jesse, right. Do the outro.
Yeah, Jesse, do the outro.
Oh, this is 5 GMs in a trench coat.
What are our socials, Jesse?
You know, we got...
What is our at?
At 5 GMs.
Don't do official. This to him, Adam.
Thank you.
Oh, thank God.
All right, and what's our other
Not
ads?
On Mike, Adam.
You know, same on Instagram, right?
Mm.
Is it just 5 GMs in a trench coat on Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram right. And everything else.
Yep. What else?
You know, and Blue Sky.
We also do Advanced Armory. Talon.
Gremlin Frog Art on Instagram and Twitter. FROGGART.
Yeah, Jesse also got copyrighted and is in super hardcore debt from his music podcast.
Yeah, so please donate.
No, don't donate to Jesse. Donate to us. And goodbye!
Goodbye!
Bye! Bye.
Mother.
Listen in as 5 friends take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice. This is 5 GMs in a Trench Coat.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsInATrenchCoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsInATrenchCoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.